There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Sean Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. I appreciate y'all joining us. Richard Battle joining us now as he does each and every Wednesday at this time. Richard, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, John. Thank you so much for having us again this week.
Always appreciate it. It's a joy. I look forward to it. All right, our topic today, you said what?
Yes, and with all the things going on and other topics, one of the things that we are overlooking right now is how fast our freedom of speech is being taken away from us. And I call the people the church of the perpetually offended, who are offended by everything we say, do, past, present, and preventing us from speaking in the future.
Yep. No, you are... I can't say how correct you are, because you're speaking, you know, again, something that's near and dear to me. I talk about it all the time, and we are not paying as close of attention to it. And I'm really, Richard, in a lot of ways, absolutely shocked at the amount of people, especially this last year, that have been willing to give up all sorts of freedoms, including their freedom of speech. I don't get it.
Well, I don't either. And I think back, and what I think started this was back in the 80s, and I saw it in boards that I served on, and you saw it in government bodies, and there was a push for what's called consensus. And they wanted everybody on every issue to vote exactly the same way versus having a spirited debate, letting everybody share their ideas, everybody vote, majority rules. And to me, consensus isn't leadership. It's berating people into becoming lockstep.
Yep. No, again, you're taking words right out of my mouth. And I guess a question for you, and this is something we can talk about for a moment here. How do we stop it? I mean, a lot of this in some ways is being forced upon us. On another hand, though, sometimes we just cave in and give in to it. How do we stop this, Richard?
Well, I think it's come on us because of our compassionate nature of our society. We allow people to speak. We allowed people to complain going back into the 60s for not being able to speak or show things on movies that they wanted to do. And good-natured, compassionate people gave in. Mm-hmm. And once we gave in, then there's no end to it, because the people that are offended always are going to complain. We can never satisfy no matter what we give them. And so at some point, we have to stand up and say, enough's enough. You're not taking this away from us.
Yeah, no, and to your point, you know, at some point, we just have to stand up and say, no, we're not doing this, and you're not going to silence me, and I am going to exercise my constitutional right. One thing, though, and I've said it numerous times on my program, Richard, we've been saying it through the years. I had an old co-host that was always quick to remind that. And this is going to, some people don't get this. Some people are offended by this. Even some people in the Christian world, Richard, get offended by this. But free speech or protected speech is for the speech that none of us want to hear.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I have been, and I'm sure you have, as well as most of your listeners, I've heard many things that I didn't want to hear people say to me. But that's the price we pay to be able to say what we want that they may not like.
That's right.
And freedom of speech, economic freedom or political freedom, in my mind, is like a muscle, which is appropriate on your Wellness Wednesday. It's like a muscle, and if we don't exercise it will atrophy.
Yeah, you know, Richard, the other thing, too, that you know, about free speech that I think is a misconception, especially right now, and it's amazing to me that we've been able to shut some of the things down that we have, all in the name of either being, you know, politically correct or fact-checked, or on and on we go. But, Richard, and you know this as well as I, free speech doesn't mean that it has to be correct speech or even factual speech. Free speech is exactly what it says. It is the freedom to speak whatever is on your mind, as long as you are, you know, in a public area. Granted, private, you know, areas, yes, that things can be controlled there, and I get that. But in the public square, you can be completely dead wrong. You have the right to speak your mind.
That's exactly right. And when we were kids, and your mother probably did the same thing for you, when I come crying and complaining about what somebody said about me. She gave me the old adage of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And what happened to that? And why can't we return to that and teach people that you have to accept what somebody says? And to me, it's not what somebody says as the tone, because I've said words, other people have said words to me, sometimes in jest, especially mm-hmm. on sports teams. Mm-hmm. And it's not the word itself, but a lot of times there's kidding that goes with words that the word by itself may come across negatively without the right context.
Right. And, you know, I think especially, maybe I'm wrong in this area, but Richard, I do believe that at least when I was growing up, and I believe you're the same way, and it's even true today, men in general have the ability to, quote unquote, rib each other or say some things that, you know, might be offensive, but, you know, it's all in jest. We get where things are coming from. And I realize that old adage of, well, you know, everything you say has some sort of a meaning to it. Well, you know, a lot of times with us guys, we just say things to say things, and we're trying to rib each other. And I think in a lot of ways, Richard, that's very healthy, because if all we ever hear is how good we are and there's never any adversity and we never have to overcome anything, the reality is we become very weak, almost like a wet noodle, to the point where we can't stand up to anything because we've never been taught how to.
Well, that is exactly true, and that gives us a security threat that I think we have now. And it's not only guys, but I think it's a generational thing as well. I think the younger generation is much softer in that area, and there is ribbing. It's almost like an initiation, not to the phase of a hazing, right, but an initiation to see if you can tolerate a little ribbing and give it back and forth, or if you're going to get offended easily. And I've seen that in the business world, in athletics, in school, and many other places. And we have to be able to give and take and do it in a good spirit.
You know, and along those lines, and folks listening, I'm sure Richard would agree with me, there are things that I've said and done in my life in the past where I look at that and think, I probably could have chose things differently or done that in a better form, or I was just flat out wrong and never should have done so. And, you know, and you do the things you need to do to ask forgiveness and, you know, and move forward and so on, Richard. But the reality is, especially when it comes to these sorts of things, we should not be judged for the remainder of our life, something that we did in the past that we may not even realize at the time was wrong.
Well, that's true. And the two interesting points I think about that are the people that are doing that judging today generally are what I describe as destroyers. They're destroying past builders. And most of these people have never built anything themselves. And so they'll take someone who had an incredible impact on our country, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln,
right,
and they'll throw out all of the good and skewer them over one thing. And when my dad was suffering his last stage of cancer, and we were talking, and I made a comment to him, I said, you know, there's only been one perfect man.
Yeah.
And his reply was, yes, and they hung him from a tree.
That's right. That's right. No, and you know what? Your dad was spot on. I mean, you can't say it any better than that. And yet, with all of that being said, and this is the thing where I'm struggling with how do we fight against it, because we don't control these things, and I think it's hard, other than us, you know, really speaking out, doing what we're doing today, to not squash what the left and some of those on that side are trying to do when it comes to things like, gosh, and it's in my notes, but, you know, Pepe Le Pew, Gone with the Wind, Dr. Seuss. I mean, I can go down the list of things that, yeah, let's face it, you know, there are probably some things in those particular, you know, movies, cartoons, whatever it is, that, you know, back in the day, you know, we didn't really look at it as being any, you know, it wasn't anything wrong with it in any way, shape, or form. You probably look at it in today's context and realize that maybe that's not exactly appropriate for today, but that doesn't mean that they should be banned, never to be seen again, because we can learn from those things if we allow ourselves to.
Well, absolutely. And you mentioned Pepe Le Pew as an example, and it's a great one. So they're trying to say that insinuated rape. Well, there never was rape in those cartoons. Yes, he had an aggressive pursuit of the cat, but there was never anything,
right,
rape or anything close to it. Yet you have accused rapists that are excused and not even pursued from a justice standpoint today from real crimes.
Yeah,
to
your point.
The standard is amazing.
No, you're right. And to your point, Richard, I've got some folks even wanting to join the program here because of different bills and things that are being, being passed and put into law across the country where we're now wanting to take where it used to be if you were a minor and committed a crime, you were 18 years of age or under, and then you did that punishment accordingly. Well, now they're trying to change, and it's amazing to me, they're trying to change a juvenile from 18 to, in some cases, 24 to 25 years of age and make you that retroactive. So if you murdered somebody when you were 19 or 20 years of age and this law gets passed and you've served, say, 10 years of a life sentence, you're now going to be free to go. And, Richard, I have a real problem with that because, to me, that's just the opposite of what we ought to be doing.
Well, that's true, and the ironic thing is the same group pushing for that is pushing to give 16-year-olds the right to vote.
Right.
And so some of these people's decision-making and the lack of common sense is just breathtaking, and for them not to be held account for that double standard is amazing in my mind.
All right, Navigating Life's Journey, that's your book. I've won some awards on it as well. Give us a great story from it, Richard.
Well, one of the things I wanted to do to lift people's spirits, because with what we're going through politically and COVID and everything else, it's easy for people to get down. But despite that, Navigating Life's Journey, we try to lift people up and show examples of success. And there's opportunities for all of us. And Michael Atkins grew up. He's African-American in Chicago, went to a poor school, ended up becoming the janitor. His grandmother told him, don't let anyone else write your story. Write your own story. And he wanted to succeed. He became a teacher assistant, assistant principal, and then principal of the same school he went to as a young boy. And it just illustrates that despite all of this noise and things we don't like out there, we can choose to pursue our dreams and try to achieve everything we want in life.
Yeah, for now, we still live in the land of opportunity. Everything you just said is correct. The key there, and a lot of what we talked about today when it comes to, freedom of speech, Richard, is what we have to keep doing to make sure that this is the land of opportunity like it has been for the past, 200 plus years, 250 years roughly.
Yes, and we have to support the people that help provide and keep that freedom for us, and we have to fight against the people who are trying to take it away. And push every button we can to try to let people know what they're doing and what the cause and effect is before it's too late.
Yeah, one last thing I want to say, Richard, because you've brought up so many things that I'm thinking even in my mind. And as much as I love the church and grew up in it and it's very near and dear to me and I would protect it at all costs and just Christianity in general and what we believe in and Easter coming up this weekend and the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, all of that is very, very near and dear to me. Yet, I say that with a yet, the church in general, unfortunately, Richard, has not helped us much in this area of free speech, because the reality is there are times where it has done a lot to squash things they don't like. And I get where they're coming from. Unfortunately, when we're talking about what we're talking about today, it didn't help.
Well, I think that's true, and of course there's a wide spectrum of responses from churches, and some would support the things that we're saying, and some have become totally politicized in what I would call worldly versus holding true to the faith. And that, to me, is a big difference between which ones are on which side.
I agree. Richard, as always, it's a joy having you. Navigating Life's Journey. Folks, buy the book. It's great. You can get it at Amazon. And, Richard, until next week, I appreciate it. Have a fabulous week and a fabulous evening, sir.
Likewise, John. Thank you so much. And
always.
God bless America.
Good stuff. I appreciate it, Richard, very much. Good guy, by the way, guys. Read his book. It's very great, very inspirational. And you can't go wrong. Buying it. And another thing that I will throw out there about Richard, and some of you don't know this, and I think he would probably be embarrassed if he knew I was going to share this, but I'll just tell you the kind of gentleman that he is, and I do mean gentleman. You can hear it in his voice. You can hear it in his attitude. So a lot of you know what's going on in my family and the situation with my brother. And I'll be honest, it's been difficult as a family, especially for my parents, to go through what's happening right now. And Richard is the kind of guy where he's asked me different questions along those lines and wants to know how things are going. And, you know, he wanted to know how my folks were doing specifically. And he actually sent them a book on the subject that we as a family are going through, sent each one of them, my mom and dad both a book, free of charge, sent it right to their address. My mom's reading it as we speak. That's the kind of guy Richard Battle is, folks. And that's why I have him on every week, and I have a ton of respect for him. Not saying I don't have other guests that wouldn't do the same thing, but when you hear the kindness and the sharpness in his voice, I can tell you he backs up everything he's saying in the way that he lives his life. And to me, that means a lot. So, Richard, again, if you're listening, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Another person, by the way, that'll back up everything they tell you. I had a meeting with him today. That is Dave Hart from RoofMax, and I mean that sincerely. He is a great guy. He literally left the world of roofing, throwing shingles up and re-roofing roofs, to do it in a better way. What do I mean by that? Dave was like, listen, there's got to be a better way besides tearing all these shingles off, throwing them in a dumpster, having those go to landfill, having that disruption of the homeowner, having the expense of that, knowing that deductibles continue to increase because, as I've always said, insurance companies aren't going to lose money. He said there's got to be a better way. He discovered RoofMax, which, by the way, has been around for quite some time. It was actually on Shark Tank. Most of you may or may not know that, but it was actually a Shark Tank product that they invested in. So it is the real deal, folks. It is a roof rejuvenation. They can rejuvenate the shingles on your roof, thereby giving you another 5, 10, or 15 years of life. And Dave decided to switch gears and go that direction instead of replacing shingles. So give Dave a call today. Get a free roof inspection and have him up on your roof and find out what's going on. 303-710-6916.
Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora started out as a traditional roofer, repairing and replacing asphalt roofs. But he got so tired of the unnecessary waste. The quality of asphalt shingles has declined in recent years, leading to less and less durable roofs, especially in Colorado, where high altitudes expose your roof to stronger UV rays that damage your shingles, combined with severe spring and summertime storms and more than twice the national average snowfall. You could end up replacing your roof every few years, paying higher and higher insurance costs. Roof rejuvenation from RoofMax offers an alternative to total roof replacement. Just one application of the all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof guaranteed. Because Dave has a background in roofing, he can provide any patches or small repairs your roof may need before applying roof rejuvenation. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers would love to give you that free mortgage review. Just give him a call today and he can do that for you. And great guy. I love Kurt dearly. Again, another straight shooter. He'll tell you straight up what's going on, and it's not a sales pitch. He'll just review your mortgage, tell you what's going on, what you can do, change, save, whatever. That's what he's there for. 720-895-0500. That's Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Steve Heck joining us now, as he's been with us before, and I really appreciate you, Steve, joining us. I shared with everybody coming on air today, there's a video running around on CBS that my son sent that shows some coyotes, I'm sure that's what they are, actually lifting a couple of young children. I mean, from looking at the images, it's all in, of course, infrared, you know, heat images. But Steve, it looks like these kids can't be any more than, you know, 4 or 5 years of age, and the coyotes are basically, you know, dropping them about 4 feet high off the ground over the big tall border fence, and then off they go. That's what's happening at the border right now.
Yeah, John, it's great to be with you again. And yeah, it's a tragedy. Crisis, certainly it's a crisis, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, and it's sad to say, because I know there are innocent lives, Steve, in this case, two young children that, you know, are being affected by this, all because, and this is my belief, and I don't think I'm wrong, all because we have a world now that knows that the current administration is going to be light on immigration.
In my opinion, that's a purposeful policy, but they can't admit it, which is why they're sacrificing these poor children. I mean, they ought to just give them visas and say, come by air, be a lot cheaper, and they won't take physical risks, they won't get abused, they won't get raped. It's really awful what the Biden administration is making these people do just to cover their intention, you know, deny their intention of flooding the country with illegal migrants.
I agree. Yeah, and by the way, you are spot on. The message right now, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but the message right now is, you know, Trump is gone. I'm in. He was your enemy. I'm your friend. The floodgates are open. You know what? Come on in. That, to me, that's the message the current administration is sending.
Oh, that's for sure. I mean, Biden just simply undid all of Trump's asylum agreements. So he returned to catch and release, which was the policy when Trump took over. It took Trump a couple of years to get asylum agreements with Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, so that the asylum claims could be adjudicated outside the United States. Now, Biden's policy is to adjudicate them inside the United States, but the courts have set the rules, and Congress hasn't made any changes in that. So, therefore, if you claim asylum, if you claim you're persecuted, then you get a hearing. You have a legal right to a hearing. And that might take 2 to 3 years. In the meantime, you're in the country. So that's a really ridiculous policy. That's why I say, why don't you just let them in?
Yeah,
they just don't want to admit it.
And by the way, everybody listening, Steve Hecht, it's H-E-C-H-T, lived in Guatemala, did business there for a very, very long time, Steve. I think around 50 years or so. We've interviewed you many times. Question I have for you, given the fact that you've been, you know, outside of the U.S., spent a lot of times in Central America and, you know, learning culture and what's going on there and so on. The one thing that I don't think ever gets asked enough and or talked about enough is, as all of these people leave those areas, they leave, you know, whether it be Guatemala or whether it be Mexico, whether it be, you know, I mean, I'm going down the list. I can go all the way to Panama and all of the different countries that are along that entire stretch of the continent, migrate and show up at our border. What does that leave behind in the countries that they're leaving?
Well, it's not good. Guatemala is losing a generation of workers, and nobody really gains from that. It makes those countries dependent on remittances. I mean, in Guatemala, for instance, the remittances are equal to all of the country's exports combined together.
Wow. That's a big number, Steve.
Yeah, it's about more or less $11 billion.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Guatemala.
Yeah, sizable
yeah.
number.
Big number.
Yeah, it's a huge number. And I think there's a misconception. And again, I if I'm wrong, please, you know, forgive me, correct me, tell me I am. But I think there's a misconception among just general folks in the United States of America, no matter what side of the political aisle they're on, that, you know, these folks coming here are in some way, you know, persecuted. They're having a rough life where they're at now. By coming here, we're going to give them a better life. And by the way, I'm not saying that by coming here, we're not going to give them a better life. This is the land of opportunity. I mean, if I was living in another country, I'd want to come here as well. But that, to our point a moment ago, doesn't help the country that they're living in now. And if they're really looking out to help their homeland, you know, coming here and sending money home is not necessarily fixing their problems there yet. I think we've got this misconception of how all that works here in this country.
Well, you've hit the nail right on the head, John. That's precisely the point, that none of these people have a legitimate asylum claim. There might be a handful of exceptions, but there is no persecution there. Asylum is for people who are persecuted or fear persecution based on race, religion, nationality, political group, or some kind of social group. There are five categories. And there is none of that in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Doesn't exist. They're all coming here for money.
So then why are we hearing from, you know, the Harris-Biden administration or Biden-Harris administration, however you want to say it, why are we hearing from them and their press secretary, Jen Psaki, that these are persecuted individuals needing asylum?
Because they're lying to us. They have to lie. They can't afford to tell the truth. If they just say, look, we want millions and millions of new migrants to come to the United States and vote Democratic and create problems in the United States so we can react repressively against the supposed white supremacists, well, then that wouldn't be very smart of them to tell the truth. I mean, it'd be good for them to tell the truth. Then we'd know. But they are expert at denying the truth. So they're fooling everybody, or they're trying to. They're not fooling you, fooling me.
No, but
fooling a lot of people.
To their credit, they do seem to fool not only their side, but even some in the middle. I mean, I think most true conservatives, they're not fooling, but, you know, there's two-thirds of the nation that are either independent or Democrat, and I know it's not exactly, you know, straight down the line of what I just said, but in general, you know, there's you know, a third Republican, a third Democrat, and a third independent. And I think, you know, in a lot of cases, Steve, because of their messaging and what, you know, big tech is doing and censorship and all these different things, you know, they are getting a message out that even though it's a big fat lie, they're getting that message out to a good solid two-thirds of the country.
That's correct. And the reason for that is that they're partners with the legacy media. Yeah. Those people are not press. They're not doing the public any service of informing. They're propagandists. That's it. That's why the Biden administration can get away with these lies.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So, as always, I'm a host where an individual where I like to have answers, I like to have fixes. We can talk about things all day long. That's all fine and dandy, but I want to know what is a good fix. So, we saw what the Trump team did when it came to immigration, and some would say that was right, some would say it's wrong. What do you feel like the fix is for us as a country when it comes to immigration?
That's a very tough question. I think that we have to start at a much deeper level than that. We're looking at totalitarianism in the United States. You know, the Biden administration, the voting law, and they claim that everybody who opposes it's because they're racist. I mean, that's offensive. Mm. The people oppose it because it doesn't make any sense to have people voting with no identification. That has nothing to do with race. Zero. And so these people are playing a game with us. They're dividing us on purpose. They claim that there's systemic racism, and they're using immigration that way too.
Right.
Trump was anti-Hispanic. That's the message they want to send. So they are trying to divide the country. And the best thing that we can do for immigration and everything else in the country is recognize that this is an attempt to oppose totalitarianism on the United States. Hmm. And we better wake up and get together and our leaders and insist, look, well, the first thing we want you to do, figure out a way to stop the Democrats from committing fraud in the next election, because they will never turn over power peacefully again
right. If
we let them commit fraud.
Right. Nope. It's what happened in Georgia. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later and dissect some of that, because it's not near as bad as, again, the left would make it out to be, or even some of the higher-ups, i.e. the CEO of Delta Airlines, talking about it, which, Steve, I wonder at times whether some of these people, that person in particular, whether they actually read. I mean, I went through today, didn't read it word for word, but I read enough where I could get the gist of what's going on with what just passed in Georgia. And I'm confused out of somebody that could be the CEO of Delta Airlines, the largest airline in the world, to my knowledge, and how somebody could be as smart as they are, but yet be so dumb at the same time by not even reading the context of what happened in Georgia.
Well, exactly. That you see, that's called postmodernism. It doesn't matter. There is no objective reality. Nobody cares about the facts. We care about the facts. But the Biden administration and their media partners, they don't care anything about facts. They want to pound us and claim that what they say is fact and everything that we say is not. We're racist, we're white supremacists, right. We're insurrectionists. They're dividing us that way, and we can't take that. We have to push back. We have to say, no, you are purposely dividing us, and this is absolutely wrong. And Delta Airlines, if you're going to try to lay that stuff on us, I'm definitely looking for a different airline.
Right on the money, Steve Hecht. Again, how do folks find you, Steve, and read more of what you write and the different things you have going on? And, by the way, I appreciate you joining us, too, by the way.
Well, it's a real pleasure to join you, as always, John. And you can find me at www.impunityobserver.com. That's my website.
Awesome. Steve, as always, I appreciate it. Until next time, enjoy, sir.
Okay, great. Till next time, John.
You bet. Take care, man. I appreciate it. Always a great guest, and he is an expert when it comes to immigration. Lived in Guatemala for a very long time. Saw things firsthand there, and really has some insight, by the way, you're not going to find with a lot of other individuals. Purefoy Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. Again, you can shop online. Go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purefoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Again, Al Smith, folks, I talked to Al before the program today and had a great conversation, by the way. He's got some things even that he's going to talk about in one of his upcoming programs, and he'll probably join us and do the same thing. It was just a great topic, and Al is just a really knowledgeable guy. Anything you need when it comes to your financial future, the planning of, and just knowing what direction to head, Al's your guy. KLZradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now, you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money. Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. And again, appreciate all of our guests today. I've had numerous calls today also, and I'm sorry we had to take some of those off air because of just our timing and how things were. Lines are open, though. I don't have anybody scheduled the rest of the hour. If there's something you want to talk about, something on your mind, please give us a call, 303-477-5600. Could even be something that, you know, we even talked about in the first hour. You know, feel free to let us know, and I'd love to chat with you as far as that goes as well. Real quick. Joe sent me this, and Joe, I'll give him a hand. Joe, if you're listening, thank you. You are a very, a great resource in the fact that you scan and look at liberal websites and even comment and take heat in doing so that, frankly, I just don't have time or patience to do. I will look at a lot of the liberal publications that are out there. I do not go through and read all the comments, and I just can't take the brain damage anymore in doing so. But Joe does it for me. So he sent me something that says if you go to any liberal Facebook site, page I should say, you will see a story from the Washington Post with this lead-in that's added by the sites. The lead-in is Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator under President Trump, said most coronavirus deaths in the United States could have been prevented if the Trump administration had acted earlier and more decisively. So the headline is Birx tells CNN most U.S. COVID deaths could have been mitigated after the first 100,000. Joe says, correct me if I'm reading this wrong, but here is what I get from her story. And there's a full article that you can go through and read on the Washington Post. What she is saying, that even if it would have cost her career with the Trump administration, if she had had the courage to share her beliefs and fears directly with the media, CNN, MSNBC, and so on, the airing of her concerns would have given governors and mayors around the country reason to act independently of the federal government and would have also increased pressure on Trump to do something at the federal level sooner and probably would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. But she chose to put her career above the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans and just stayed silent. Joe says what a noble person she is. Now, I scanned the article and you can as well. Bottom line, and you guys already know this, there isn't anything Trump could have done differently than what he already did. In fact, I will tell you, I think he did things that were far harsher than I would have done. Granted, I wasn't in his shoes. I'm not president of the United States, and I didn't have all that burden upon me. But to have the audacity like Birx's to say that if Trump would have done something sooner, more lives would have been saved, first of all, I think is very pie in the sky-ish, at least. In other words, it's not true, folks. And I, at one time, had a little bit of respect for Dr. Birx, although that soon waned because I frankly didn't care much for the way she looked at policy and the way she did things along those lines. So I didn't really have a lot of respect for her for very long. I really didn't have any for Fauci. You guys heard me talk about that all through last year. And I think it's very evil on the part of Dr. Birx to come out now and accuse Trump of doing things that, frankly, I think he even went too far in doing. And her point is that if he'd have done more, there would have been more lives saved. I frankly flat out disagree with her statement there. And to Joe's point, go read any liberal Facebook site, and you probably will agree. Joe, what's going on, sir? Thanks for taking it for the team, sir.
Welcome. Hey, did you get a chance to see the one where they're the hateful left, even though Limbaugh's dead?
Oh, yes.
Still can't.
Unbelievable. They just won't let it go.
They won't let it go. Other interesting thing that happened to me today, as you mentioned, I go to these liberal websites, and you see all these crazy, and one of them put up this meme about how AR-15s are the only purpose is to kill people, and they're totally unsuited for hunting. You know, it's a totally inappropriate for hunting. Well, as you and I both know, the AR-15 has become one of the most favorite hunting weapons.
Yeah, it's the most accessorized rifle ever built, Joe.
Yes, it's adaptable to different body styles. I mean, if you're a woman, you know, you've got an adjustable stock, it's lightweight.
Yep. Young, old, you name it, yes.
You can it's chambered different calibers. You know, it comes in, you can hunt a wild boar, you can hunt eastern white-tailed deer, coyotes. Anyway, the knowledgeable people refer to it as the modern sporting rifle,
correct,
not as an assault rifle.
Correct.
And it is, you'll probably find on any given state, you'll probably find more AR-15s being used for hunting than any other model of rifle ever developed. Anyway, so I put this, you know, very factual response up on Facebook in response to this incredibly inaccurate meme about the AR-15 only has one purpose. And I get a notice from Facebook that my post explaining that how the AR-15 is a great hunting rifle violated their community standards and was being taken down.
Because you made a factual. It goes back to what I talked about earlier with Richard Battle when it comes to free speech, Joe. Basically, they don't like what you said. It has nothing to do whether it was factual or not. They just don't like it, so they took it down.
What was in that? What was not factual was the meme saying this: the rifle has
right.
only one purpose, is to kill. That was fine. That meme full of lies was 100% okay with them. But my factual rebuttal, polite, factual, professional rebuttal, violated their community standards.
Right. Well, and Joe, I guess, you know, I want to add one more thing because I'm not naive enough as a conservative to not know this, but the reality is every gun could be used to kill another person. Now, they are used for hunting and all sorts of other purposes as well. But let's face it, Joe, I mean, anything shooting a projectile could easily kill someone. That's just facts of life, just like any knife thrust into someone's heart could kill them.
Yeah, by the way, and 98.2% of all gun homicides last year were committed with handguns. Rifles, out of approximately 14,000 gun homicides, 440 were committed with rifles of all types. In fact, more people were beaten to death and choked to death with hands and feet than were killed with assault rifles.
Well, and the reason, Joe, and any of us that own guns know this, running around trying to assault other individuals openly with, you know, an AR-15, you know, or stuck in your jacket or strapped to your back is becoming, you know, increasingly more difficult day after day. Anybody with a brain, and my son and I were talking about this today, anybody with a brain knows that you could do much more damage by not using an AR-15.
Absolutely correct. In fact, one of the deadliest weapons in proven history several times over is a rented U-Haul truck.
Yes.
Just, you know, Nice, France, 2016, guy killed 86 people in under a minute. Can you imagine if the Las Vegas shooter, now, by the way, those 86 people in France, they were simply walking on an open, unfenced street next to a beach in France. In Las Vegas, at that concert, there were 20,000 people packed shoulder to shoulder inside of a six-foot-high security fence with nowhere to run. Can you imagine if he had simply gone down the road, rented a U-Haul truck, and drove it into that crowd of 20,000 people?
Even just a car driving through it. I mean, think about the damage that could have been done there, Joe.
The carnage would have been many, many times the 57 that he killed with his guns. He would have killed, you know, two, three, four times as many people in less time just by driving a car truck into that crowd of people. So, you know, but the left doesn't want to hear this. They want to hate, you know, I think I've sent you the list of things that, you know, liberals hate. They hate, you know, they hate Trump. They hate Walmart. They hate Jeff Bezos. They hate guns. They hate religion. You know, and that's high on your list of things to hate.
The funniest thing about the Bezos part is he's one of them. They hate their own.
I
mean, he literally is one of them.
He's literally one of them.
And he's donating and helping them with their cause, and yet they still hate him. Go figure.
Yeah, because they think he needs to pay his people more, and they have no idea what he pays his people.
Well, you know, Joe, I do. He pays them the value they bring to the table when they go to work at Amazon. That's what they do, and that's what they get paid for, right?
No, John, slavery is still legal. I mean, if it wasn't for slavery, these people would be free to quit and go to work.
Oh, I see. Got it. Thanks for the correction.
We need to eliminate slavery so those people who work for Amazon aren't forced.
Oh, got it. Okay, thank you.
Continue to work there against their will.
Thank you.
Now, what else? I had one more thing I wanted to tell you. Texas. It's now been 21 days.
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. Yes. Coronavirus.
Coronavirus, COVID, Texas. The liberals predicted that Governor Abbott was being reckless.
He was killing people, Joe. Killing people. Literally killing people.
He was going to have, and this is a quote,
blood
on his hands. Here we are 21 days later.
Where's the blood?
The new cases continue to plummet.
Yep.
The daily deaths continue to plummet. So, you know, we're well within the window where cases would have popped up and cases would have turned into fatalities. Things are plummeting. And was it you that sent out that tool to the CDC graph where you could graph the different states?
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes.
You know, so I graphed Texas against California, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Texas is either no different or better than the states. They're still in tight lockdown. So, no.
Just for everybody listening, all of Texas, which is a big state, by the way, stinking place, as you know. I mean, I drove across it, Joe. The stinking thing is huge. We know how big it is. I mean, it takes you 2 days to drive across the bloody thing. So it's huge. And we all know that the size of it is a landmass and so on, the amount of population and so on, which you can go look up, but it's in the millions and millions and millions of people. Their average death rate right now, past 7 days, is 102, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
102.
102 for a state that's got, I believe, 30 million.
Yeah, I was going to say roughly, because I know it's 11 in Houston, and you add all the other cities, and you're probably about right. It's probably close to 30 million, if not above.
Right around 30 million. So, but more important than the absolute number is the trend. And the trend has been declining steadily. So, no, his actions weren't reckless.
No,
his
they
actions
were spot on. We could go one step further and even say his actions probably saved lives by opening the economy, getting people back to work, giving them purpose, getting them out of their depression and slump. he probably, and I know this is a number that's obscure and hard to find, but you and I both know he saved lives, didn't take any.
Suicides, over unintentional opioid overdoses, people sitting home, boredom, taking drugs. You know, so, you know, those are tough numbers to find, but we all know, on a macro basis, we know that both accidental drug overdoses, deaths from accidental drug overdoses, and suicide went up significantly last year.
That's right.
Now, we don't have any of those numbers, you know, for the past month in Texas, but I'm sure that...
Oh, I'm sure they're there. I'm sure that you're going to see that be in a positive way when it's all said and done, Joe.
I couldn't agree more. That'd be my... Yep. If I had to bet money, I'd bet everything.
Me too.
I had.
Me too. Joe, good stuff as always. I appreciate it. Got to run to break, folks. Stay tuned. Bruce Simmons is next. He's our reverse mortgage specialist, and he's always there for you. If you want to know how reverse mortgage works, do not listen to the people out there that have told you how they work. Get it from him because, frankly, he knows far more than anyone else about that subject. 303-467-7821 or klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, a good shop, folks. And accidents happen, unfortunately. If that's you and one has happened, go to a good shop, get your car back in shape, and they'll make it back to OE specifications. Original equipment specifications is what I mean. They're certified. That's what they do. They'll love to take care of you. And there's three locations to serve you. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A good shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, and up next, Franktown Firearms. Joe and I were just talking about AR-15s and guns and all those different things. And, you know, you may own an AR-15. You may not own an AR-15. Maybe you want to buy one. You know what? If you do, Franktown Firearms can get you all set up. It is the most accessorized rifle ever produced. And they can take care of all that. And by the way, I have the accessories in stock as well. 720-770-7777 or go to klzradio.com.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms. Confidence through practice.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That does it. Hour number two is complete. We'll come back, another full hour coming your way. And again, appreciate all of you joining us. And for all of you that even call in, participate, appreciate that as well. Barry Shore is going to join us next. And we've talked to Barry in the past, and it's just great. He is a, he's just a very happy guy, even given the circumstances that has affected him, and he talks about the joy deficit, a growing problem in America. We'll come right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.